Yes, I'll see you soon then for you. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar for this evening. Let us all sing hymn number 70. 70. Sing hymn number 70. O Christ, in thee my soul hath found, and found in thee alone. The peace, the joy I sought so long, the bliss still now unknown. Now none but Christ can satisfy, none other name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. I sigh for rest and happiness, I yearn for them, not thee. But while I pass my Savior by, His love lit all on me, on me. How none but Christ can satisfy, none other name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. I tried the broken cistern's flood, but all the waters fill. In as I stooped to drink, they fled and mocked me as I will. Now none but Christ can satisfy, none other name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. Pleasures lost I sadly mourn, but never wept for thee. Till grace my sightless eyes receive, thy loveliness to see. Now none but Christ can satisfy, none other name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. We thank our Lord Jesus Christ for our family altar this evening. We shall read together Psalms 100. Psalms 100. Psalms 100, you see verse 1. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Verse 3. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Verse 4. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name. For the Lord is good, His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. So Psalms 100, here, this is a psalm that the Lord God will reign. So in Psalms 93, Psalms 93 is, the topic here says, the Lord reigns. And in Psalms 94 is the Lord who is the God who judge. And from Psalms 95 to 99, It is a prophecy that Christ would be the king. Therefore, this psalm is a psalm that gives thanks as a conclusion. So some people say that at that time, the temple has already been completed. Therefore, at that time, the people were gathering in groups to enter into the temple to sing this psalm. Because during the days of the Old Testament or in the days of the Israelites, the Jews, almost every day, they would gather in the temple, in the synagogue, to sing this song. So some people later have also made use to say that this psalm was made into a holy hymn. And we know that in this psalm, we can see that they are all together seven times or seven commands to tell them that they are to praise the Lord. Therefore, this is also as believers today, as the children of God, we should also serve in this way. So for us to be able to serve God, we must have a certain principle, and from it, we will be able to reap the result of our service to Him. And with this result of our service, only then it can truly glorify the Lord God. So let's see the first one. Psalms 100 verse 1. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. So here it tells us that every one of us, when they are happy, they would make a joyful sound. They would sing praises to the Lord, where they will make use of this as a joy in their heart to express their heart. And here it says, make a joyful noise to all the earth, so that the people here tells us that they want to praise the Lord God. All the people are to praise the Lord God. For the Lord, we know, He's almighty, He's all-present, and He's all-knowing. And this Lord God is worthy of all praise. Furthermore, He is unlimited, filled with grace. Therefore, this service to the Lord is a service that will cover all peoples in this world. And then we see verse 2. Psalms 100 verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. So we should also serve the Lord with all gladness. For when we are able to praise the Lord, this is actually to tell us or the manifestation of our life. It is not out of compulsion or we are being forced to, but rather we are able to sing with willingness, with gladness to the Lord God. And we know we are not compelled to do this, but this is something that we ought to do. And we know that a service that is with willingness, with gladness, this type of service is type of enjoyment. It is not just merely a responsibility, a job, or a career, but rather is something for us to be able to enjoy for a long period of time. Then only we can consider ourselves to be able to willingly serve the Lord. And furthermore, today, we are not serving men, we are not serving any organization or any structure, but rather we are serving the Lord God. Therefore, we should all the more make sure and to know very clearly the target or the object of our service to the Lord, to our Lord. If not, less in our service to the Lord, we will actually end up in disappointment and give up altogether. So today, this tells us of the target of our service today is actually the Lord God Himself. And then let's continue to see verse 2. Come into His presence with singing. So singing is also a type of service where we are able to sing message. Furthermore, from the lyrics of the song or the hymn, the message, we are able to help others. We are able to bring comfort and also bring hope to those who need. And because we know that in a hymn, definitely it has its content, and inside the content, it will have its message. And in the message of it, it will actually allow people to hear and not to give up to altogether. So today, when we sing these praises to the Lord, when we sing hymns, we are able to bring comfort to the people who hear them. That is why Apostle Paul have told the members in Ephesians, Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. So here it tells us that we are able to admonish one another through this hymn, able to bring those who are weak in spirit, able to comfort those who are in need through our singing. We still remember there was once, there was a sister who was very sick, and while she was on her bedside, for at that time she had come to the last stage of her life. At that time, the brothers and sisters were gathered together in her house to pray and sing hymns to her and to praise our Lord God. And at that time, we still remember very clearly as we sang hymn 96, Amazing Grace. At that time, tears flowed out from her heart, from her eyes naturally, saying so wonderful that it was the grace of God that had delivered her. Indeed, for this late sister, she initially had suffered a bone cancer, and the doctors initially told her that she could only live for about 6 months. But through by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord God in heaven, her life was extended for another 1.5 years to 2 years. So finally, at the end of the 2 years, our Lord had taken her back. And at that time, she knew that all this while for her to be able to live so long is the extra grace of God, or what we call as a bonus life for her. So at that time when they sang this hymn, Amazing Grace, this really touched her heart, and this really brought comfort, especially to her as well as to her family members. Now let's come back to Psalms 100, we see verse 3. Psalms 100 verse 3. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. So here it tells us we should know that the Lord God, He is God. That is to say, we must know that He is the Creator. He is the Lord of life, and He is the one who provides everything in our life. And furthermore, He also tells us we are the sheep of His pasture. We are His people. Therefore, we should all the more totally submit to Him. The other people, they also worship God, but they do not know that the Lord God that they worship today. So that is why here, that is true. Our message through the gospel, we must enable them to know that the Lord, He is God, and to know that our God has a name, that is Jesus. That is why today this is also a knowledge of our service to the Lord God that we must have. Then the fifth one, let's see Psalms 100, we see verse 4. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name. So here it tells us we are to enter His gates with thanksgiving. When we are able to enter into His gates with thanksgiving, it tells us how humble we are. And when we enter into His gates, then we are able to enjoy His blessings. So today when we come before the Lord God, we should all the more with a heart of devotion, a heart of fearing God, a heart of humility, an attitude of humility to be able to come before the Lord. That is why when we come before Him, we thank God, we give praises to Him. So our life today is also a life with thanksgiving, just as what Paul tells us, for this is the will of God for us. That's the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we see verse 16 to 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So this is the will of God. So we can see that these three things that Paul has mentioned is all related. Why are we able to rejoice? Because we continually pray, because we give thanks to the Lord in all circumstances. Why are we able to pray without ceasing? Because there is joy with us. Therefore, prayer to us is not a burden, but rather a joy, and that in that we are able to give thanks to Him in all situations. So why are we able to give thanks? It's because we are able to rejoice, and at the same time, we are able to pray unceasingly to our Lord God. So dear brothers and sisters, let us put these three matters of our life to be part of our life today, that we continually give thanks to the Lord God. Then we see, come back to Psalms 100, then verse 4. So here it tells us, verse 4, the second part, and His courts with praise. So we are also to enter into His courts with, to be able to enter His courts with praise. We know that in the courts of God, we are able to enjoy rest. And rest is a form of enjoyment. Therefore, we know that David, or rather King David at that time, he only prayed of one matter. Let's see Psalms 27. Psalms 27, we see verse 4. Psalms 27, verse 4. One thing have I asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. So David at that time, he had only one hope, that is to be able to enjoy eternal rest. Therefore, he used praise to enter into the court of the Lord. So we know that praise is also a type of strength. When Paul was in the prison, he continually praised the Lord. And as a result, the earth was shaken and the doors were open. So we can see that praises indeed is able to bring us great strength and is able to give us the rest of our heart. So this is truly the enjoyment of our service. Now let's continue to see Psalms 100 verse 4, the last part. Give thanks to Him, bless His name. So here it tells us that we are able to give praises to the Lord. That is to say, we are to proclaim His name, to lift up our Lord God as the highest of the target of our service, so that other people, when they know this name, they will also know that we are being saved by the name of God. For the scripture also tells us that salvation is only found in this name and no other name that in which we can realize. That is why today all the more we should serve the Lord God and to give thanks and praises to His name. So now the last one we shall see, why should we serve the Lord? So in verse 5 gives us the conclusion, for the Lord is good, His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Therefore, because of this reason, all the more we should serve the Lord. So we should serve Him by praising Him, by giving thanks to Him, and by through it, we enable more people to know that He is the Lord God. He is the Lord God who will deliver us. He is the Lord God in which we rely, and we will be able to receive salvation. Now we shall say our prayer. So in our prayer, let's also continue to pray for one another, to pray for the country, to pray for the church, our brethren who are in need, whether physically or spiritually. Last but not least, let us also pray for our nation. Let us all now, in the name of Jesus Christ, kneel down to pray. Hallelujah. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Or Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar shall end here for this evening. May all glory and praise be given to him. God bless.